I knew where he kept the dagger in his desk, and I knew it would be sharp. As I dragged the blade across my palm, I winced and drew in a sharp breath. The initial sting was quickly replaced with a resolve from somewhere deep within me. In that moment, my decision was made. I would be his for eternity. I felt the warm red fluid seep through my fingers while I moved the vial beneath my hand to capture a few drops. Enough to pen my solemn oath, enough to seal our fates and intertwine our souls. I would swear to him my allegiance, my mind, and my body. I would be his to command, to ravage, and to claim forever. I sat in his chair and pulled up my overdress, then used the knife to create a tear in my underskirts, ripping a length in order to bind my bleeding hand. There would be plenty of new skirts in the future. No sense in fretting over this one being ruined. As I sat, I felt an overwhelming sense of connection to him, to his past, and to our future together. This room, this desk, where so many bargains had been struck, so many secrets shared, fortunes gained and lost over this magnificent space and the powerful men who sat across it. His tastes were always old-fashioned. Refined, I had laughed, as I told him in the beginning. The quill was authentic, but hadn't been used in ages. I used the nearby knife to sharpen it to a point. Dipping the nib into the blood-filled vial, I began to write my vow. With everything I am yours. I belong to you, my mind, my body, and soul. For now and evermore, I swear this is my solemn oath. A wondrous sense of relief and clarity swept over me with the last stroke of the quill. My trepidation surrounding our formerly disparate futures melted away. I felt brave. I rolled up the parchment and stood up. He'd be in his chambers by now, no doubt, awaiting my answer to the question he had asked so many nights ago. This evening, witnessing the possibility of losing him had tempered my resolve. I never again wanted to reach that edge. I found him standing near the grand fireplace, staring at the dying embers, attentively stroking the remaining coals. The dim light from the fire and the few lamps around the room silhouetted his commanding figure. He raised his head slightly as I stood in the doorway, parchment in my trembling hand. But he noticed the bandage first and crossed the room in a few long strides, asking me frantically, "What have you done?" I stood, nervous but contented, and let him pick up and turn over my small hand in his, knowing as he saw the bloodstained shred that he immediately grasped the reason for my injury. He looked down at my bloody rag and softly held my hand in both of his. I raised my other arm slowly, placing the parchment on top of our gathered hands, my offering. Knowing what the parchment contained, he gently held it and my hands together in his own, giving a slight squeeze as he pulled me closer. He lowered his head and pressed his forehead against mine, sighed a deep breath, and curled his lip into the slightest of grins. That grin, only for me. Pulling away, he gently pressed his finger underneath my chin and lifted my face to his, bidding me to look up at him. Our eyes met, and he glanced briefly at my lips and back to my eyes, now welling with tears, which threatened imminently to spill down my flushed cheeks. I looked at him, as resolved as I had been earlier, and said, "Make me yours. Use my body for your own indulgence. Take me. Claim me as your own. Let me be your instrument of pleasure." He silenced me with a kiss that burned through me and seared my soul. As he deepened the kiss, I felt his palm graze down my arm, hotter than the fire he had tended. His hand found my wrist and gripped me hard, inciting a gasp. The benevolent glint in his eye turned to a dark gleam as he pulled me closer into the room. The anticipation was exhilarating, and I felt my breath catch and my heartbeat quicken as he moved. Still gripping my wrist, he commanded me onto my knees, and I obliged. I stared up at him with equal amounts of admiration and trepidation at what was to come. He grinned again, and my body discarded any aspect of fear and replaced it with blind, unwavering need. Something he echoed, I could tell, as my eyes were drawn to the barely restrained throbbing of his cock within his trousers. I could almost feel the heat of it, despite the layers between us. I felt my lips become as dry as I hungrily watched him release himself from me. A small gasp escaped my mouth at the magnificence before me as he freed his thickened cock. He guided my hand towards his length, and I willingly cupped him. The sheer heat and velvet steel of his manhood throbbed underneath my small fingers, hard, angry, indirect, and very much all mine. That thought emboldened me as I licked my lips and brought them towards his twitching cock. Opening my mouth slightly, I kissed the very tip, feeling its searing heat. An accompanying growl escaped from between his teeth as I felt the tension of his powerful hips. As I opened my lips wider, taking ever so slightly more of him in my mouth, a shock of pleasure surged down my spine, tingling through my body in waves. I felt his hand take me by the hair, holding me gently, and I felt safe, claimed. I worked my tongue around the tip of his cock, slipping it along his slit and tasting his leaking tip with a satisfied hum. Knowing my womanhood was moistening with every inch of him I pulled into my mouth, I dug my hands into the flesh of his thighs as I sucked, his length growing impossibly harder as he took in a sharp breath. He growled and tossed his head back as I dragged my nails down and around to the backs of his strong legs, a strained effort to pull him deeper into my hungry mouth. His grip on the back of my hair tightened, and he drove his hips forward, jutting himself further into my mouth for a quick thrust, and then immediately pulling himself away from my lips. I glanced up at his now darkened eyes, the smell of his hunger, his need filling the air. Without a word, he swiftly pulled me to my feet and made easy work of stripping my garments away. Naked, I stood before him, unashamed and ready. He looked me up and down, slowly running his hands down my curves, stopping at my hips to grasp them and pull me closer. Once again, he kissed me, and the kiss was deep and full of promise. I felt new, but familiar at the same time. I could feel the petals of my sex already dripping with anticipation. The devilish look in his eyes made me shiver as he once again grabbed my wrist and marched me to my bed. Our bed now. In one swift motion, he picked me up and flung me onto my back. He removed his thin shirt and finished pulling off his trousers as he climbed onto the bed, his eyes piercing into me, making my breath quicken and making me push my now slick thighs closer together as I ached for him. Like a beast, he prowled toward me, and I could feel the immense heat between our bodies surge as he lowered himself. My nipples hardened, and my skin tingled as I felt his breath across my stomach, capturing my scent, memorizing each twitch and quiver, each tiny movement of my body, which was now his. His hot mouth found my breasts, and my back arched instinctively into him. The sudden pressure of his tongue and lips around my nipple causing me to gasp. His other hand laced up my side and aggressively took my other breast, squeezing his strong fingertips into my flesh and then finding my nipple between his thumb and forefinger. I yelped at the exquisite pain as he pinched hard, and a wave of ecstasy jolted to my mound as I writhed beneath him, wanting the pain to end, but at the same time, never wanting him to stop giving me every pain and every pleasure he could devise. I cried out as I continued to arch and he mercifully released my breast. He grinned before sinking his mouth onto my neck and lowering his body fully onto mine. He roughly spread my legs apart with his knees, and I could feel his pulsing cock nudging my wet entrance. With one swift thrust, he was inside me, his dark eyes boring into mine as he buried himself deep inside my core. His hips bucked against mine as every exquisite motion made me feel as though he was claiming me over and over, taking me for his own, ravaging my body and piercing into my very being. I had known it would be rough, but the thought left my mind in an instant. All that mattered was that I was bonded to him now. He was mine, and I was his, forever. I could only repeat, "I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours," over and over again as he burrowed into me, each thrust impossibly deeper than the last, knowing that with each moment that passed, we were galvanizing our bond. I was desperately grateful for everything he had given me and was yet to give me. He looked into my eyes and begged me to come with him, and I felt my own climax welling as he began to twitch and spill inside me, overtaking me and sending me to a plane of absolute ecstasy. I screamed and clawed my fingernails into his back, and he roared his own pleasure as he finished inside my throbbing cunt. He collapsed on top of me, his head landing on my now glistening chest. His breathing slowed, and I felt him trace his fingertips along my arm, over my shoulders, and up my neck to my waiting lips. He raised his head and brushed his lips against mine, the scent of his sweat lingering between us. He rolled to his side and held me in his strong embrace. I was his partner, his companion, his lover. Delicately, he picked up my pierced hand and brought it to his lips. As he kissed my wound, I closed my eyes, content in my choice.